not deny that what they do is good, but they attack their motives for doing it as being evil. Satan has put the worst construction on Job's conduct by slandering his motives. Now, unfortunately, the people of God all too often fall into this sin. We spoke of this morning when we preached on the sin of evil speaking. If we have an attitude of animosity towards someone, even when they do good, we can find fault. And we do so by ascribing evil motives to them for their good deeds that they perform. And too often we become like Satan, accusers of the brethren by our slandering of their motives. And so Satan can, unfortunately, use the people of God to attack other people of God, just as he used Peter to attack the Lord Jesus. Remember when Peter said to Jesus, "Thou shalt not surely die," and Jesus said to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And so, unfortunately, we can become dupes of the devil to carry out his work, convey his messages by becoming accusers of the brethren. Love thinks no evil, but Satan and those who follow him and those who are his dupes think nothing but evil of those who are trying to serve God. And so let us not aid his cause by accusing the brethren ourselves. Now, the devil was very impatient with hearing Job praised. And there are many just like him who cannot bear to have anyone praised but themselves, and think that the only way they can build themselves up is to tear others down. And this is what Satan did. You remember Saul was unhappy because David had slain 10,000s, but he had only slain thousands. And so he wanted to tear David down to build himself up. This happened to the Lord Jesus in Matthew 21:15. It says, "When the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that Jesus did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were sore displeased." And so when others get praise, or when others do well, and those who have malice in their hearts and who are dupes of the devil wind up beginning to attack that. So when a person begins to tear down someone else's reputation, it is usually as a result of a desire to elevate their own. And this is what Satan was doing. Now, frequently, the way in which this is done, that is, the way in which others' reputations are torn down, is by way of innuendo and by raising questions in people's minds. Now, notice what Satan did in verse 9. He asks a question. "Then Satan answered the Lord and says, 'Does Job fear God for no reason?'